Today's telephone conference on the company's 2009 third quarterly results. I'm Raymond Siu from Wright Swan & Noden, and I will be your moderator for this conference. 我首先代表华润国际电力股份有限公司，感谢大家参加今天有关公司2003年上季度业绩的电话会议。我是韦斯韦达企业全新的肖伟明，为大家主持今天的会议。We are very pleased to have a number of senior management members of the company joining us today. Let me introduce them one by one to you. 今天我们很高兴华润国际好几位领导跟我们在一起。我先介绍他们一下。Vice President Mr. 林伟杰，副总经理林伟杰先生，林总你好。
好，大家好。
Chief Accountant Miss 赵慧，总会计师周慧女士，周总你好。
你好，大家好。
And we also have representatives from the planning department, the production department, the marketing and sales department, the field department, the finance department, Fuels Power Beijing office, and the capital market department. 我们还有公司好几个部门，计划部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、大事办及政政部的负责人参加这次会议。我们还很谢谢公司的翻译周彪先生为大家服务。In a minute, we will first have Vice President Mr. Lin Weijie to walk you through the third quarterly results. Then it will be the Q&A session for all of us to raise questions. 等一下的副总经理林伟杰先生先跟大家总会上季度的情况，然后我们欢迎大家提问。Now I would like to call upon Mr. Lin. 现在我就有请林总啊。
好，大家好，女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎大家参加华能国际2009年前三季度业绩的电话会议。公司的前三季度业绩已经公布，今天通过电话会议，希望能与境内外的投资者和分析师就公司2009年前三季度经营情况和今后业务发展进行交流。按照
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to attend our conference call. The first three quarters results of 2009 of the company has been released last night. Today, we're going to talk with you around the results and also the business development in the future.
按照中国会计准则计算，2009年前三季度，公司及其子公司的合并营业收入为人民币 566.78 亿元，比上年同期增长6.46%，归属于本公司股东的净利润为人民币41.31亿元，每股盈利为人民币0.34元。
Under the PRC accounting standards for the first three quarters of 2009, the company and its subsidiaries realized consolidated operating revenue of 56.678 billion RMB.An increase of 6.46% over the same period of last year. The profit attributable to equity holders of the company was 4.131 billion RMB, and the EPS was 0.34 RMB.
公司净利润的增长主要原因是新机的投产和2008年下半年电价调整的翘尾影响，使得营业收入增加。同时市场采购的燃料价格有所回落，使得燃料成本下降。
The profit increase was mainly due to the revenue increase upon the newly added capacity, carryover effect of tariff adjustments in China in the second half of 2008, combined with a decrease in fuel costs resulted from a decrease in spot coal prices.
前三季度，公司在收购和开发方面也取得一定的进展。公司完成了天津杨柳青日电厂、北京日电厂、启东风电的收购，并已经支付了对价。公司全资拥有的海门电厂一号机组也投入了商业运行，公司可控装机容量共增加了3173兆瓦，权益装机容量增加了2102兆瓦。
In the first three quarters of this year, the company made certain progress in both acquisitions and developments. The company has completed the acquisitions of Tianjin Huaneng Yangliuqing Coal Generation, Huaneng Beijing Coal Generation, and Huaneng Qidong Wind Power Generation Company, and also has fully paid the considerations. Also, the number one generating unit of our wholly owned Haimen power plant has commenced commercial operation. The company's controlling generation capacity and equity-based generation capacity were then increased by 3,173 megawatts and 2,102 megawatts, respectively.
另外，济宁电厂的四号机组110兆瓦，淮阴电厂的二号机组220兆瓦已经关停。目前公司在中国境内全资拥有18家营运的电厂，控股了16家营运的电力公司及参股了5家运营的电力公司。公司电厂广泛分布在中国12个省份和4个直辖市。公司在新加坡全资拥有1家营运的电力公司。公司的可控发电装机容量已经达到43782兆瓦。权益发电装机容量达到40975兆瓦。
In addition, the number four generating unit with a capacity of 110 megawatt at a Jining power plant, and the number two generating unit with capacity of 220 megawatts at a Huaiyin power plant ceased operation. Currently, the company wholly owns 18 operating power plants and has controlling interests in 16 operating power plants and a minority interest in 5 operating power companies within China. Such power plants are located in 12 provinces and 4 provincial-level municipalities in China. The company also has a wholly-owned generation company in Singapore. Up to now, the company has controlled generation capacity of 43,782 megawatts and equity-based generation capacity of 40,975 megawatts.
克服困难，努力完成今年的生产经营任务。
In the fourth quarter, the management will continue to take opportunities and overcome the difficulties to reach the whole year's of operational targets.
下面的时间呢，我和周总快，我们跟有关部门的同事们愿意回答各位提出的问题。谢谢大家。
Next, we come to the Q&A section, and we're glad to answer your questions. Thank you.
好，谢谢林总的介绍。Thank you. Now it's time for questions. If you would like to ask the questions, please push 1 on your telephone pad. And you may also push star and 0 for operator assistance. 现在是大家提问的时间。要提问的话，请在那个电话机上按1。如果需要电话公司协助的话，请按信加0。按1是提问，信加0是需要协助。
我们等一等啊。第一个问题马上就来。第一个提问呢是来自国泰君安的王先生，王先生有请。
你好，可以听见吗？
听得见，你讲。
哎，你好，请我想希望那个管理层能给我们介绍一下，公司三季度的沿海的电厂和内陆地区的电厂各自的这种盈利情况，包括亏损面，还有亏损的那个幅度。
I want to the company make the introduction about how the coastal power plants and also the inland power plants, the operational results for the first three quarters.
好，下面请周总快回答你的这个问题。
这个沿海电厂，我还是按区域来说吧，这挨个的也太多了。这个从三季度的情况来看呢，我们这个亏损的电厂呢还有11家，那么这个权益的亏损金额呢是6.8亿。
In the first three quarters, we'll give you the regional figures about that. The power plants with loss about 11 power plants with the amount of 680 million RMB.
东北地区的电厂呢，这个前三季度是盈利2.45亿，华北地区呢是亏损1.12亿。
For the northeastern region of our company, they make a profit of 245 billion RMB, For the north east, northern part of China, of the company, we have made the loss of about 112 million.
山东是盈利2亿8千7，华东是盈利28亿7千4。
For Shandong province, the profit is 287 million RMB, and for the eastern part of our company, the profit was 2.874 billion RMB.
华东地区是盈利3000万，这个广东是盈利5亿1千5。
For the central part of our company, the profit was 30 million RMB, and for the Guangdong province, the profit was 515 million RMB.
西北平凉是亏损2亿2千5。
For the Pingliang power plant in the western part of China, the loss, it makes a loss about 225 million RMB.
好，谢谢周总。王先生，你有其他提问吗？
你好，那个刚才有一个数字没太听清楚，就是刚才周总说华东是盈利28.74亿，然后后面又说了一个华东盈利3000万，这个是
华东，
华中三千万是吧？好的。
OK。
还有一个小问题，看看是不是公司能给回答一下，就是前几天那个第一家直播电视点里面有一个华能是我们集团公司的那个一敏电厂。能不能给我们介绍一下这个直播电视点的那个情况，还有一敏电厂的之前向东北地区送电的那个电价情况？
OK, also I have another question about the direct electricity purchase in the northeastern part of China, northeastern part of China, that the China Huaneng Group has a power plants called Yimin power plants.Make the transactions with the, some factories. So could you please make the simple introduction about that?
关于这个问题呢，这是昨天国家发改委、国家电监会联合他们批准了这个大用户直供的第一个试点，就是由一敏向这个辽宁的这个抚顺的铝业进行这个直供电的这个方案。那么一敏电厂呢是华能集团公司的电厂，这个目前的交易的方案呢已经批准出来，在外面已经公布了，所以呢这个可以到外面去看这个公布的数据啊。
OK, yesterday the NDRC and the China Electricity Supervision Commission have approved the pilot for the Yimin power plants and the Fushun Aluminum Company with the direct electricity purchase. And the detail of the plan and the announcement has been released, so the data can be available in this announcement.
OK, 王先生，还没有其他的跟进问题？
没有问题了，谢谢。好，
谢谢你，谢谢您参与。The next question comes from Mr. Wu of CITIC Securities. 下个提问是中信证券的吴飞先生。
哎，各位管理层，喂，能听见吗？
听得见，你说，你说。
各位管理层，大家好。那个，首先祝贺管理层公司取得这么好的一个经营业绩。然后想问两个问题，一个是关于这个煤价的，就是能否介绍一下我们前三季度的一个综合标煤的一个均价，以及一二三季度各季的一个煤炭价格情况。然后另外就是说，我们在去年的年报里面提出了这个6000万的这个装机的这个目标，包括昨天也公布了这个我们要参股就是这个四道湾的核电，啊，能否就那个如何实现那6000万的目标做一些详细的说明，包括能否介绍一下那个四道湾核电的一些具体情况？谢谢。
好，下面请。
We can say that the company has made a very good results. Could you please make an introduction to the coal price, especially for the first three quarters, the standard coal price for the first three quarters and the separate the quarters respectively. Also, the second question is about the your capacity target of 60,000 megawatts. In 2010, and also the the joint venture with your related parties about the Shidaowan nuclear companies. Could you make a brief introduction to that?
下面呢，第一个问题关于前三季度的标煤单价的情况，请这个周总回答你的问题。
这个前三季度呢，标煤单价是663.33块，那么这是一个平均数，其中第一季度是676.56块，第二季度是688.47块，第三季度是651.62块。
Okay, for the first three quarters, the average standard coal price is 663.33 RMB per ton. And for the first quarters, this figure is 676.56. And for the second quarter, it is 688.47 RMB. And for the third quarter, it is 651.62 RMB.
好，第二个问题关于去年提到的这个6000万桩梯在2010年作为一个目标要实现的这个问题呢，从去年以来呢，公司一直按照这个目标继续在努力，像今年也有大量的这个机组在增加，这个公司呢还是按照这个目标在继续沿着在结构调整的基础上来努力达到这个目标。关于石岛湾的勘古问题呢，今年也是公司这个作为调整公司的这个产业结构的一个方面，公司已经这个跟集团内部的这个资产进行这个跟集团联合起来再来投资这个项目，已经在前几天在发布了公告。
As for the capacity target for 2010, we are always striving to reach this target. Also, in this year, we have some newly added capacity.And we believe that on the basis of the structural adjustment, we will get that target. For the joint venture with the related parties, such as Huan Group and HIPDC, we're going to make the combination with these two companies and to realize the structural adjustments. Also, the details has been released yesterday.
好，吴先生，你有没有其他的
问题？不好意思，就想追问两个问题，就一个是从刚才那个周总那边说的话，就发现我们三季度的煤价在下降，能否解释一下原因？然后另外就是说，从昨天公布的这个石岛湾的情况来看的话，整个总投资大概是约是50亿，这个可能感觉和这个4台AP1000那个总投资有点对不上，是不是意味着我们这个石岛湾核电仅仅是作为这个4台AP1000的其中的一个股东来投资？谢谢。
我先来解释你的第一个问题，关于这个煤价下降的问题呢，事实上呢，是因为你知道我们这个在二季度的时候，这个重点合同都还没有签订，那么这个价格呢是一个估算的价格，那么到三季度的时候呢，现在基本的重点合同都已经签订完了，所以这是一个实际结算的价格。
For the reason of the decrease of the coal price, that in the second quarter we have not signed any kind of contract, but in the third quarter we have signed. So this price is the actually settled price.
这个关于石岛湾的这个投资问题呢，是这样的，就是。整个公司目前的注册的资本金呢是按照10亿来计算的，那么我们呢是按照我们的投资占30%来拥有这个公司的股权，目前的测算出来就是50亿的这个资金，就是30%对应50亿，所以目前呢按照这样一个安排来进行的。
OK 啊。The joint venture's registered capital was 1 billion RMB, and our equity interest in this company is 30%, and accordingly, the according to the calculation about that the total capital expenditure will total investment will be 5 billion RMB.
就是补充一下，这个是一个项目的注册资金用了10亿。
In addition, the registered capital for this project is 1 billion.
但是呢，这个项目的总投资目前还没有最终确定，需要在下一步的这个进一步论证，完成了设计以后才能够确定。
The total investment for this project is not certain. So this will be available after the completion of the study and the design.
好，吴先生，可以的吗？
啊，可以的，谢谢。
啊，谢谢，谢谢。The next question comes from Mr. Pierre Lau from Citigroup. 下个提问是花旗的刘先生。
啊，关先生，你们好，我是刘显达，然后花旗银行的。我有两个问题。第一个问题是，我想知道我们那些营运支出的的 breakdown， 比如说第三季度来讲呢，我们营运支出是9,250,000。那里头那个原料啊、维修、折旧、人工等等，大概每一个项目是多少？还有首个月1,529,500,000那个营运支出，也是分为每一个项目是多少？这个是第一个问题。第二个问题是，我想知道第三季度我们那个资本化的利息支出有多少？还有前九个月的数据又是多少？谢谢。
你好，请重复一下第二个问题好吗？
第二个问题是想知道那个资本化的利息在第三季度还有前九个月分别是多少。
Okay, I have two questions. The first one is, could you please make an introduction to the breakdown of your expenditures, such as the depreciation and also the maintenance, and etc. The second one is could you please make an introduction to the capitalized interest expenditures in the first three quarters and also in the third quarters?
这两个问题请周总快回答你的这个问题。
刚才我听的，他是要前三季度的还是要第三季度？
两个我都希望要。
都要。这样吧，我告诉你一个前三季度的这个成本的分项，然后你再对着这个中期的报表，你就出来第三季度，好吧？
明白。
这个维修是12亿9,300,000，这个折旧67亿6,400,000，人工成本是17.08亿，其他费用是4亿6,400,000。
Okay, first I'll give you the first 9 months, the figure, the breakdown of the expenditures. Then you can compare to the midterm results, then you can get the third quarter's figure. For the maintenance, it is 1.293 billion RMB, and the depreciation. Depreciation is 6.764 billion RMB. And for the compensation and welfare expenditures is 1.708 billion RMB, and others expenditures is 4.64 billion RMB.
原料是多少啊？
什么？
原料是多少啊？
燃料成本。
燃料是328.77亿。
The fuel cost is 33.877 billion RMB.
资本化利息是8.07亿。
一到九月
8.07亿。
For the first three quarters, the capitalized interest expenditures is 807 million RMB.
上半年是5.54亿。
For the first half, this figure is 554 million RMB.
好，谢谢管理层。
好，谢谢刘先生，谢谢刘昌宇。The next question comes from BOCI Mr. Peter Yao.
下个提问是中银国际的姚先生。
管理层你们好，我想两个问题，第一个比较简单，就是能否介绍一下三季度的这个单位燃料成本的情况。那第二个问题就是我们现在关注到新闻上说，就是那个沿海某些电厂的上网电价有所下调，那我想知道一下我们公司最近有没有遇到这样的情况，还有哪些电厂以及下调的幅度各是多少，谢谢。
I have two questions. The first is, could you please introduce the unit fuel cost of the first three quarters? The second is that there was a release that said that the coastal power plants, the tariff, will be cut. And could you please talk about the company's situation?
前三季度单位燃料成本是每千千瓦时214.37。跟去年同期比较下降了13.88%。
For the first three quarters, our unit fuel cost was 214.37 RMB per megawatt, decreased 13.889%.
关于沿海电厂上网电价这个问题呢，据我们了解，目前部分地方政府的物价管理部门正在对这个电价调整的方案正在进行测算，那么各地的电价调整情况呢可能会有所不同，那么具体的调价的方案现在还没有出台，所以呢我们也正在密切的跟踪目进展情况。
For the tariff cut, we have heard in the news release that currently the details of the plan was calculated by the different local government, and the plan for the different region is different. So currently there is no exact plan to be available.
姚先生，你有其他的提问吗？姚先生，
好的，谢谢。
好，谢谢你啊，谢谢您参与。The next question comes from Mr. David Paul of UBS. 下个提问是瑞银证券的包先生，包先生有请。
哎，对，您好，想请问一下你们那个单位燃料成本，就是你们对于那个四季度有怎样的一个展望？然后想请问可不可以就介绍一下你们的煤炭你们说那些主要的一些合同都已经签订的价格，那我想请问一下签订的价格是多少？然后签订的情况，比如说占的比例，占的是多少？然后那个合同的兑现率，三季度还有一到三季度总的那个情况是怎样？
Okay, I have two questions. The first is, could you make the forecast about the unit fuel cost in the fourth quarter? And the second is, you said that your coal contract has been signed. So could you please introduce the contract ratio and also the contract honor rate for the first three quarters?
关于四季度的单位燃料成本呢，我们觉得可能会比第三季度这个数字呢有所提高，因为刚才我解释了，这个我们上半年的时候呢，重点合同有点高估，那么三季度的时候呢，这个是一个这个实际上是余额的结算数，有差额的结算数，那么总体来说呢，会维持在我们这个前两次这个业绩公告的时候所做的预测，就是全年的单位成本。大概跟2008年相比呢，是这个下降10%这么一个水平。这个数字我们并没有，这个预测数并没有改变。
Because we have overestimated the coal contract price for the first half. So in the third quarter, we made some correction in the contract coal price. Overall, in the whole year's forecast, we have not changed the original forecast about a 10% decrease against the that of last year.
这个重点合同呢，我们目前已经基本上都已经签订完毕。那么这个加上我们新收购的北京高碑店电厂和杨柳青电厂的话，全年的煤炭需求量呢是9100万吨。目前签订的重铁合同是4783万吨，所以重铁合同呢是在53%。那么估计呢，这个兑现率呢，这个还是维持在80% 85左右。
Well, for the contract, co-contract we have signed, we finished the co-contract signed, and combined with the new acquired Beijing and Tianjin cogeneration, totally for 2009, we will assume that the consumption of coal about 91 million ton, and among this about 47.83 million was signed by the contract. This is about 53% of the total coal consumption, and the honorary rate is about 85%.
各矿的这个平均的价格呢，在466块钱一吨。那么去年年初我们公告过382块钱一吨，所以呢，这个跟去年相比，跟去年年初相比呢，每吨增加84块钱。
And the average contract price is 466 RMB per ton, and this is increase of about 84 RMB per ton against the 382 RMB in the last year.
请问你们当时预估的那个价格是多少？就是跟你们最后落实的那个平均价格的价差有没有一个大概的那个讲法呢？
How about the difference between the estimated price and the real settled price?
这个呢，从我刚才这个给大家的这个标煤代价里头，你们实际上就可以比较出来，因为我们有单个的这个煤矿的一个比较。
还有一个更近的问题，刚才你说那个兑现率85%，那个是不是就是说有没有一个改善的那个趋势呢？就是是不是比以前要高呢？就是
基本上都差不多。
好的。
往年也是差不多这个85%的一个水平，80-85%，
好，报告上可以了吗？
还有最后一个跟进问题，请问你们那个平均的那个利率现在是多少呢？头三个季度平均就是跟去年
4.72，
然后去年头三个季度的的比较有没有一个大概的数呢？请问
去年前三季度应该是在5.5，我找一下。
OK, average interest for the company for the first three quarters is
4.72.
好的，行，我问完了，好，谢谢。
好，谢谢你，鲍先生。The next question comes from J.P. Morgan's Mr. Edmund Lee. 下个提问是摩根大通的李先生。
管理层你们好，其实有一些跟进的问题，其中第一是关于刚才提供的营运成本里头的各个的那个数据。首先那个燃料成本的，刚才其实想先确定一下是否338.77，那其中新加坡的有多少。还有就是维修跟折旧人工也是，就是想问一下那个从来自新加坡的那边的那个有关的那个成本相对是多少？这个是第一问题。第二问题其实是具体的想了解一下关于三个电厂的在第三季度的净利润的贡献，包括新收购的北京电厂。天津杨柳青的电厂，还有最后就是玉环这个电厂各个的净利润的贡献啊，谢谢。
I have two questions. The first is right now you mentioned that the breakdown of your expenditures. Could you please introduce the how about the tools power in terms of the fuel cost, maintenance and the depreciation, and also the compensation and welfare expenditures. The second one is, could you please introduce about the profit contribution made by the Beijing cogeneration, Tianjin cogeneration, and the Yuhuan power plants, respectively?
首先我更正你一下，这个刚才我讲的这个燃料成本总数不是338.77，是328.77。
Make the correction that the we just mentioned that the fuel cost is 32.877 billion RMB.
这个大市呢，其中这个大市的燃料是33.95亿。
Among this, about 3.395 billion RMB for the fuel power.
大市的折旧是3.29亿。
And for the depreciation, it is 329 million RMB for trust power.
其他业务支出大市占了25.42亿。
And the other expenditures, it is 2.542 billion RMB for trust power.
关于北京和杨柳青的这个贡献呢，这个因为今年杨柳青的这个供应的煤呢，原来是这个重点合同的煤量比较多。那么因为重点合同刚才我介绍了涨了84块钱一吨，所以杨柳青呢这个前三季度呢出现了亏损，这个权益亏损是6200万，北京电厂呢权益的利润是4300万，玉淮电厂这个前三季度是12.9亿。
Okay, especially I mentioned the Tianjin coordination because of in this power plant the key contract have a larger percentage in the total coal consumption, so the increase in the coal contract price made it loss about 62 million RMB for the first three quarters. And for Beijing Cogeneration, they have profit about 43 million RMB, and for Yuhuan Power Plant in the first three quarters it has achieved about 1.29 billion RMB.
还有最后一个跟进的，新加坡的利润贡献有多少啊？
前三季度5.3亿人民币。
For the trust power, it has achieved a profit about 530 million RMB.
谢谢。
好，谢谢你，李先生。The next question comes from BNP Paribas, Miss Daisy Zhang.下个提问是法国巴黎证券的张小姐。
哎，那个管理层你们好，我想问一下，一到三季度那个有多少 percentage 是来自那个合同煤，合同煤价是多少？然后那个多少 percentage 来自市场煤，市场煤的那个标煤单价又是多少？谢谢。
Could we talk about the contract price and the amount, also the spot coal price and its the also the structure of the contract and the spot market spot coal.
这个一到三季度呢，这一到九月份呢，这个有57%的煤量来自于重点合同，价格是497.73。
For the first 9 months, the contract amounted about 57%, and the average contract coal price is 497.73 RMB per ton.
那么这个国内市场采购占了30%，价格是538.85。538.15。
Okay, for the domestic spot market purchase, it is amounted 30% of the total consumption, and the average price is 538.15 RMB per ton.
有13%这是进口来的，价格呢比这个我们市场采购价低这个60到70块钱一吨。
And also other 13% comes from the imported coal. The price for this is about 60 to 70 RMB per ton lower than the domestic price.
所以前三季度这个原煤的价格呢是515.23。
Averagely, the average price for the coal is 515.23 RMB per ton.
好，张小姐，有其他的提问吗？
没有，谢谢。
好，谢谢你。Then we have Mr. Michael Chong from Deutsche Bank. 下个提问是德意志银行的汤先生。
哎，管理层你们好，我有三个问题。第一个问题是，你们一到九月份，你们华能集团的盈利大概多少？第二个就是说，你们这次关掉的这个小机组，你们这个账务处理是怎么做的？就是它的一些资产的一些原值是挂账了，还是说，直接核销掉了？第三个就是刚才周总讲了，这个全年的煤价 是在10%左右的下降。我想问一下，这个10%是一个大的概念，还是比较靠近10%？因为如果按照你1到9月份的煤价的话，是下降了13.9%，那全年如果下降10%的话，就意味着第四季度煤价要比前三个季度要高得多。啊，想您澄清一下。
I have three questions. The first is, how about the profit for the Huaneng Group for the first 9 months? And the second is, how do you deal with the shuttled small units in the accounting principles? And the third one is, you mentioned that the 10% decrease of your coal average coal cost for this whole year, and we have said that the first three quarters you have achieved about 13.9% decrease, and so in this way that in the fourth quarter the coal cost will have a bigger increase.
关于这个单位燃料成本的问题呢，我刚才讲了，我们年初预测呢是跟08年相比下降10%。那我们现在呢没有对这个数字进行调整，因为公司呢一般我们是不太这个对外进行盈利预测。所以呢，就是说这个并不意味着这个我第四季度这个水平呢就一定要高于前三个季度。我们对于公司来说，我们会尽力控制，但是我们对于这个10%的数据不做重新进行调整，这是我想说明的一点。另外一个呢，就是那么目前的市场的实际情况呢，这个由于这个小煤窑的整顿，那么这个产能呢受到一定的影响。那这个从目前来看，确实市场供应的这个煤炭的价格呢，比上个月有所这个提高，大概十几块钱吧。
Okay, for the 10% decrease for the whole year's forecast, we have not changed, and we are not going to change. That does not mean that we will not undertake that the fourth quarter's coal price will be higher than the third quarter's price. And we will try to control the price increase. Also, there are some kind of fluctuations in the small coal mines that will influence the coal production. So that will be reflected in the coal price in the spot market. In the recent month, that will be about several suggest the more than 10 yuan increase per ton.
这个关于小机组的账务处理的事情呢，我想请我们的会计处长给你做个回答。
这小机组这个会计处理问题呢，我们公司的小机组不是太多啊。最近，近两年的话呢，是江苏淮阴有一台小机组关停，然后后来是山东济宁有两台小机组关停。
For the small unit shutdown, we are because we don't have lots of small units in our company. Recently, we only have. In Jiangsu province, Huaiyin power plants and also in Shandong Jinin power plants shut some small units.
那么在会计上是在关停和在处置或者是拆除或者是转让之前呀、啊，是做减值测试。那么淮阴，我们去年年底做减值测试的时候呢，商誉当时是从地方其他投资者手里边是收购的，有产生的商誉，那么商誉我们是核销掉了，大概是1亿多一点。那么它的资产这一块的话，我们当时测算了一下，考虑它处置的这个收益和政府的有可能的补偿，那么是没有损失，所以账上是没有减值的。
Okay, about the way of the accounting for these small units, before dealing with these small units, there will be an impairment test. And for the Huaiyin power plant, the goodwill was consolidated about more than 100 million RMB. And in terms of the assets dealing, because there is no income and loss, so we are not gave the impairment.
山东济宁电厂的这个小机组关停的情况呢，会计处理的情况呢，因为它的账面上的净值很少，只有几千万的数量级啊，我们做了一个简单测试，如果考虑到这些它的处置收益的话呢，应该说是可能有点损失，可能不会太大，所以今年这个季度的时候没有做减值。
For the small units in the new power plants, because the net assets was relatively small, so after the impairment test, they undertake some small loss, so we don't have the impairment.
Mr. Fang, is it okay?
我还有一个刚才说的问的，就是关于集团一到九月份的盈利。还有我想跟进一个问题，现在公司最新的电厂的平均存煤天数是多少？
关于这个集团公司的盈利呢，最好你还是这个问集团公司，由他们自己来回答比较好。这个存煤呢，我们目前是22天。
For the profit of Huaneng Group, you can come to Huaneng Group and.For our inventories, the average, currently the average inventory day is about 22.
Okay, Mr. Tom?
谢谢。
好，谢谢你。Okay. Next question comes from 生意万国 Mr. Yu. 先生，生意万国的。
喂。
对，你是于先生吗？
哎，听得见。
好，请你发问。
我想请问几个问题，一个就是说那个跟进的刚才一个问题，提到存煤天数有22天。可不可以介绍一下咱们不同区域的电厂平均的一个存煤天数大概是多久？这是一个。第二个，我想了解一下，就是咱们那个一到九月份的一个投资收益啊，能不能分解一下？就是包括那个四川水电啊、华能财务啊，各占多少？最后一个呢，就是说我想了解一下咱们整个一个前三季度啊，就是抵扣的这个地验税这一块的一个情况是怎么样？谢谢啊。
I have three questions. The first one is, you mentioned that you have 22 days inventory. How about the different region for that? And second is, do you please introduce the investment gains for the first 9 months? And the third is, do you talk about the deferred tax in the first three quarters?
目前呢，这个关于存煤的情况呢，公司整体的存煤比较均匀。那么22天呢，最低的天数有12天啊，最高的也就25、26天，是大概这个范围内。
Okay, for the inventories, in different regions, the inventory days amount 12 to 26 days.
关于这个投资收益分解呢，这个生能集团。这个生能源、生能集团和生能股份加起来，也就是生能源是4.47亿。
For the investment gain, for Shenzhen Energy, the gain was 447 million RMB.
不到1300万。
And for Rizhao, it is 13 million RMB.
华能财务公司6600万，四川水电1.17亿。
And for Huaneng Finance Company, it is 66 million RMB. And for
6600万。
And for Sichuan Hydropower is
6600万。
For Sichuan Hydropower, it is 117 million RMB.
长江电力3700万。
For Yangtze Power Company, it's 37 million RMB.
关于地延税项抵扣的事呢，去年我们一共是29亿多，加近30亿。那么到一到三个季度呢，这个全资电厂已经抵扣完了16亿8400万。那么现在呢，还有一些这个控股的电厂，这个加近14亿吧，还有14亿余额。
Okay, for the deferred tax, the total is about more than 2.9 to 3 billion RMB. For the first 3 months, deducted totally about 1.684 billion RMB. Also, the remains for the controlled power plant about 1.4 billion RMB.
李先生，还有其他的提问吗？
好，没了。
好，谢谢你。下个提问来自新加坡。The next question comes from Mr. Gary Tang of Oak Tree Capital, Singapore. Mr. Tang, please.
哦，嗨，谢谢啊，谢谢管理层。我也是想向你们请教一下，就是你们对于明年的那个煤价，你们有开始谈了没有？还是有什么小合同？有没有签订一些比较区域性的小合同？
Okay, my question is, how about the coal price in next year? Could you sign any kind of this contract?
关于明年煤炭定价格的事情呢，目前政府还没有说出来组织开召开煤炭订货的这么一个信号，现在没说。
Currently, there is no sign of for the government to hold such kind of coal contract negotiation convene.
公司目前已经做了一些准备的工作，对需求做了一些预测。
Currently, the company has made some preparations to make some calculation of the forecast of the coal consumption in next year.
目前也正在积极的跟这个煤矿方面供应方在做一些沟通。
Country also we are communicate with the our suppliers.
没有了。
Yes, Mr. Tang, you 有其他提问吗？
是想问一下，你觉得说明年的那个，就是现在你看煤价的情况，你觉得你们会像今年这样，就是比较延迟一点签你们的合同，还是你们觉得会要就是只要尽早签订，就是对你们那个尽早签订比较好，就是对你们那个盈利就是有比较有那个比较会比较明朗一点。
So do you mean that the coal contract in next year will be signed like this year? Will it be delayed, or will you want the contract coal signed as soon as possible, and so that the profit will be clear for next year?
我们认为呢，应该是尽早的签订，有利于双方对明年工作的安排。
We believe that the contract should be signed as soon as possible. That will be beneficial for both parties.
但是呢，目前对于未来的这个价格怎么样安排和这个整个的供应结构怎么样安排，还需要做进一步的工作和商谈。
As for the price and the structure, it will be negotiated by both parties.
好，谢谢。
好，谢谢你 ，Mr. Tang。下个提问是瑞银证券另一位同事彭先生，Mr. 彭一潇。
管理层你们好。
好，对不起。
有一个问题是想问一下，北京热电和那个杨柳青电厂以及启东风电，他们是从什么时候开始会计并表？然后国际会计准则和中国内地的会计准则有没有什么不同？就这个问题。
I have a question that when the Beijing coordination, Tianjin Yangluqing coordination, and the Qidong wind power will be consolidated into your account, and does that make difference between the international financial standards and the China accounting standards?
你刚才提到的三个收购都在中国的会计准则下属于同一控制下的收购，因为都是从集团公司的这个成员公司或者从集团公司收购的。
For the three power plants, these all belong to the acquisition under the same related group.
那么它的利润表呢，是从这个一月一号，从这个期初就开始合并，同时要调整这个去年同期数字。
These three power plants will be consolidated started from the January and.Also, the correspondent figures will be adjusted.
从目前来看的话，国际准则现在尤其这一块统一控制下收购的话，财政部和这个国际会计准则我现在正在谈，那么这一块的话到底是怎么个趋同，我们现在还在关注。
For the international financial standards, related government is now under the negotiation, and we are keep closing look at that.
邓小姐，
这
有其他提问吗？
啊，还有一个问题，就想问一下公司对全年的发电小时的一个预测或者一个指引是怎么样的？谢谢。
Also, another question is, how do you forecast about the whole year's utilization hours?
对于发电小时的预测呢，公司没有改变我们年初的预测，目前正在按照年初的利用小时数的方向在继续努力，取决于后市。
For the whole year's forecast of utilization hour, we don't have changed the targets made at the earliest stage of this year, and it is determined by the actual situation in the fourth quarter.
好，彭小姐。
好的，谢谢。
好，谢谢你啊。Next in line is Mr. Lee from CICC.下个提问是李先生，中国国际金融的李先生，李杰先生，李先生在吗？
好，哎，
哎，你好，请发问。
你好，首先恭喜公司今年三季度指数取得很好的业绩，然后我想提两个问题，一个问题是公司那个三季度的发电量环比比二季度增长了32%。但是按照公司公布的三季度的环比仅增长20%，不知道这是什么原因。另外方面想了解一下大势能源三季度的电量及收入情况，谢谢关宇辰。
请确认一下，就是问的三季度比二季度环比增长32%，然后后面的是什么问题？
收入因为。发电量增长了32%，但是收入仅增长了20%。然后另外一个就是关于大势能源三季度电量是多少，它的收入是多少，然后这两个问题，谢谢。
好的，清楚了。
I have the two questions. Firstly, congratulations that you have a good result. And the first one is, we have seen that the power generation in the third quarter increased 32%.Again, upon the second quarter, but your revenue third quarter is only increased 20% against the second quarter. And the second one is, could you please talk about the power generation and revenue for the trust power in the first three quarters?
你刚才这个所说的发电量呢，应该是含了机械这个调试电量。那么在销售收入对应的电量里头呢，是不含机械调试电量的。
啊，谢谢您。
Right now, you talk about the power generation is including the trial power generation, but in the revenue, there is excluding the power generation in such kind of trial power generation.
第二个问题是三次的发电量是吧？三次的发电量呢，这个今年一共发电是73.59亿，那么这个一季度发电是20.77亿，第二季度26.47亿，第三季度25.5亿。对，所以这个合计是75.85亿，然后营业收入呢，总计是一季度是20.73亿，二季度是25.99亿。三季度是26.87亿。我刚才对不起，刚才跳串行了。这个营业收入是总计73.59亿。一季度是20.73亿，二季度是25.99亿，三季度是26.87亿。接下来吧。
For the Trustpower, the first 9 months, the power generation is 7.359 billion kilowatt hours. For the first quarter, it is 2.037 billion kilowatt hour, and for the second quarter, it is 2.647 billion kilowatt hour. For the third quarter, it is 2.55 billion kilowatt hour. And for the revenue of the Trustpower, and for the first 3 quarters, it is totally 7.359 billion RMB. And the first quarter is 2.073 billion RMB. And the second quarter is 2.599 billion RMB. And the third quarter is 2.687 billion RMB.
好，李先生，有其他提问吗？
啊，没有了，谢谢。
好，谢谢你啊。Next question comes from Mr. Hao. 下个提问是侯先生 ，Aaron Hao from Pacific Eagle。
喂，你好，管理层，恭喜你们这样的业绩。我就想问一下，公司就是刚才所公布的一到三季度的合同煤的这个价格，您说到就是今年是相对去年有一个价格是382，我就想问一下，这个382指的是哪一段时间？是指的是去年全年呢，还是是某一个时段？第二个，我就想问一下，能不能把那个一到三季度分季度的这个合同煤的价格给一下？刚才您给了个497，但是我知道那个是一到三季度的一个平均值，就想一下给一下分季度的一个价格合同煤。
You have two questions. First one is you talk about the coal contract price. That the last year's the coal contract price was 382, and do you talk about the what is this price stand for? And the second one is, do you please give the separately the separate quarter coal price?
这个382指的是去年年初签订的重点合同的车百价。
但是我们知道去年年初因为执行情况不好，就是月年中间也是一直在涨嘛。
对。
那就是去年，那或者这样好不好？就是能不能从去年一季度、二季度、三季度、四季度，一直到现在，一共是七个季度这样子，给一个这个合同煤的这样按季度的这样一个价格？
我觉得这个今年的前三季度按季度来分重点合同煤价是没有任何意义的，因为你知道这重点合同都没签订，也没有价格。所谓的价格都是我们这个来预估的。
对对对。那这样好不好？那去年382，但是全年的平均值是多少呢？
去年平均是504.05。
504每吨是吧？
零五分。
好，谢谢。好，谢谢。
Okay, actually, there is no separate quarter coal price because contract coal is not signed yet at that time. And for last year, the average coal price.Whole year is 504.05 RMB per ton.
Mr. Hao, do you have further questions? 侯先生，你有其他提问吗？侯先生，
好，可能
他骗了。我们下个提问是 CLSA Miss Jasmine Zhang。郑小姐，
嘿、hey, 你好，那个我只是想要澄清一下，刚刚有听到一个，就是说前三季度的合同煤价是497一吨，然后后来又听到有一个515的每吨的价钱，请问这两个是怎么样差别？
这个515是所有的市场煤加上重点煤合同煤的原煤价格，那么我刚才说的466的是重点合同的价格。对，签订的重点合同价格。
OK, the first price you mentioned is
497是含了运费的，466是车牌价格。
The first price you mentioned is 497 is contract coal price including the shipment fees.And the 466 RMB per ton is the contract coal price excluding the shipment fees. And the 515 RMB per ton is the average coal price for the whole company.
郑小姐，
嘿，那就这样吧，谢谢。
好，谢谢你，谢谢你。下个提问呢是这个来自 Schroders Investment Management Miss Maria Yao。
各位老总你好，想请问一下，对于利用小时因为我们也没有测算过，就是如果明年我们出口的形势就是明显的改善的话，其实对于我们总体的利用小时的那个帮助有多大？那另外我想请问，又刚才提到我们以后那个新增产能的那个这个组合可能会靠听起来好像会有改变，但是如果我们倾向于那个新能源或者是那个清洁能源那边，会不会代表我们以后的那个资金开支就会要扩大？
Yeah, I have two questions. First is about the utilization hour. Have you made some circulation about that if the exports improve next year, it will make some help to the utilization hour improvement? The second is, you talk about your newly added capacity that the structure will be changed. If this change towards the new energy, does that mean that your capital expenditure will be get larger and larger?
关于明年利用小时的预计问题，我们跟你同样都是非常关切的。目前进口有改善的这种趋势，那么这个改善能够多大？这个对GDP 的拉动有多少，这个目前呢我们也很关注，但是还没有确切的数字，也没有权威机构做出比较明确的预计。
For the utilization hour for next year, we also keep close eye on this. Upon the improvement in the import figures, its influence on the utilization hour is unknown, because there is no authority to release such kind of figures.
关于新增产能呢，从全国来看，明年仍然是有新的这个增长。就是发电装机呢，还是据目前的分析呢，还是有接近8%-10%的这个增长。
The newly added capacity for international level, it is predicted that next year it will be increased about 8%-10%.
关于我们公司目前的情况呢，是没有改变原来的这个投资的这个计划。
For our company, we have not changed our investment plan.
在改善公司投资结构，进入了风电和水电和核电方面，公司也积极的采取了措施。那么目前的投资的资本性支出问题呢，还是按照我们原来的披露过的一些数字，在按计划进行。
For the newly added capacity, we have made some adjustment in the structure, such as in entering to the field of wind power, hydropower, and nuclear power, and also we are taking positive measures to do the adjustment. But the capital expenditure is made according to the plan.
2009年大概在330亿左右。
For this year, the total capital expenditures will be 33 billion RMB.
到2010年也大概在320亿左右的资本支出。
And for next year, it is predicted that it will be 32 billion RMB.
Miss Yao, is it okay?
Yeah, thank you.
好，谢谢。我们有一个跟进的提问，就是刚才摩根大通的李先生 Edmund Lee from JP Morgan again。
其实大部分的问题都已经问了，唯一想跟进一下的是刚才其他的另外一个分析师提到的那个关于移民的那个交易。其实我在网站看到的好像那个电量的那个价格是很低的，是好像是 七份左右。那但是想问一下，你们了解的第一就是是否这个一份的其实是那个就是那个发电的部分啊，还有就是如果真的是这个水平的话，你们的对于这个改革的看法会是怎么样啊？
Okay, I have a follow-up question that about the right now mentioned about the Yimian power plants make the direct electricity purchase with the aluminum companies. But I have heard in the press that the tariff is very low to 0.01 IMB per kilowatt hour. So what do you think about this low-level tariff?
关于这个益民呢，他们目前据我们了解到公布出来的这个电价呢，从益民电厂的上网大概是2毛钱一度电。
As we know, the on-grid tariff for Yimian power plants is 0.2 IMB.
那么输送到补送的铝厂的电价是3.968毛。
The sold price to the aluminum company is 0.3968 IMB.
目前第一批的交易电量呢是按照6.4亿这个量成交的。
The first transaction about the power is about 640 million kilowatt hours.
关于这次的试点，我们总体认为是国家在电力体制改电价改革上面的加大了推进的力度。
This pilot may be the signal of the government decision to push the electricity reform.
目前交易的量是在电厂原有的这个交易量比较，就是按照国家政策上网电量的基础上，拿出一部分来进行交易的。
Currently, the transaction power was a part of the on-grid power.
交易的比例还是比较小的。
So this is a small part of the total power generation.
目前它会带来的一个对于这个增长、培养这个市场、增加这个市场的这个电量方面呢，会起到一定的促进作用。
This may be a positive impact on the on the electricity market.
关于这个大用户直供的下一步的推进情况，我们还在密切的关注。
We'll keep close eye on the reform progress.
我们也在积极的这个了解情况，想能够把这个机遇能够抓住，能够为公司能够增加业绩。
We are going to positively to get know about the real progress to grasp the opportunities to make it as a benefit to the company's results.
正如你所说，我们是非常注重这个效益的。所以呢，我们也非常关注在推进过程中价格的变化。
As you said, that we are focusing on the return. So we are also focusing on the price fluctuations on the reform progress.
一旦有机会，我们会积极的这个参与。
If we get opportunities, we will get involved in.
谢谢详细的那个介绍。
好，谢谢李先生。另外有一个补充的提问是刚才法国巴黎证券的张小姐 ，Prestige 张。
哎，管理层你好，我就有个跟进的问题，关于合同煤价。刚刚周总提到，就是一到三季度是466块，然后去年年初是382块，这两个是不是都是车板价？然后刚刚周总又提到，08年 overall 的话，平均的合同煤价是504块，这个是车板价还是造厂价？
Okay, I have follow-up questions. Right now you mentioned two prices, 466 and 382. Are these two prices or the contract coal price excluding the shipment fee? And also you have mentioned that the coal contract, the contract average contract price for 2008 is 504. Is this the price excluding the shipment fee?
刚才你说的两个，一个466，一个是382，这个呢都是重点合同签订之后的出版价。那么这个504呢是08年全年重点合同实际执行的到场的价格，是含了运费。
谢谢。
Okay, the first 466 and the 382 price are contract coal prices excluding the shipment fees, and the 504 is the real settled price.
Okay, 张小姐，可以了吗？
可以，谢谢。
谢谢。各位领导，今天的提问差不多了。林总，你有没有补充？最后的补充？
没有，没有。
好。Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's telephone conference. On behalf of Huaneng Power International, thank you once again for joining us. 女士们、先生们，今天的电话会议又结束了。再次代表华能国际，大家啊，林总、周总，各位领导，再见。
再见，谢谢你。
再见，再见。
好，今天刚结束。